Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, just like how Shane surprised Miz with his dad, my dad is here. Dad? Oh, he's not here. All right, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I just wanted my dad to be here and do the show.
I flew him out, but I know he didn't come in.
He just wouldn't come in. That's okay though, because we're live on AfterBuzzTV.com, AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live as we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. What is up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Gabby, under the weather, she had a fever. She even sent a photo of the thermometer for some reason to prove that she was sick this week. That's okay, she'll be back next week. But fear not, because our good friend Miss TK Trinidad hanging out.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming in.
I mean, I was thinking of not coming in, but I was like, let me just come in.
It's the A show, so.
Yeah. That's why.
That wasn't the reason why.
The other voice you heard was Tom Connolly. He's here.
Hello, I'm here.
You are here, Tom.
I am here.
You are here. So, now I already got chat roll, but people requesting to be my dad, which is kind of weird.
Oh, thank you.
At least they're not saying daddy, because that would be really weird.
Real weird.
But thanks, I guess.
So they
want to be my dad.
So you want? They want you to call them daddy?
Well, I'm saying they haven't asked me to call him daddy yet.
Well, I think that's what they're implying.
That sounds weird. Okay. All right, cool.
Maybe I shouldn't have pointed that out. No. Maybe that was a mistake on my part. Hey, guys, Rumble happened. And then Raw, honestly, very good Raw, I thought, following the Royal Rumble. And SmackDown lived up to it as well. And when you throw an NXT in it, very good last several days of WWE. That is for sure.
I can't believe the Phoenix crowd was still cheering tonight.
Phoenix crowd was hot tonight.
Yeah, they were very on top.
You would think by now they'd be exhausted. They might have been the craziest tonight. Mm-hmm. And so we start right off with Becky Lynch, because she loses to Asuka, wins the Rumble, makes a statement on Raw.
Amazing statement.
Insane. Yeah.
Had Ronda stumbling. Mm-hmm.
But then when Ronda picked it up, though, I mean, she picked it up a little bit.
I don't think
she
so.
Picked it up a little bit.
No.
I'm trying to give some credit. Trying to give some. Becky owned her. We know this.
Credit.
We owned it. We know this.
Yeah.
But now Becky shows up and says it took her 2 seconds to see how different Ronda and her are. The start of the Rumble didn't go my way, but unlike her, I don't crumble when I lose.
Ooh, shots fired.
And I'm proud of being from the pre-show last year to this year's main event. And then she goes, like, just very calm and seriously, just looks straight at the camera and just like, I'm going to break your arm in front of the entire world. And there's nothing you can do about it. Bitch. She didn't say that part, but you felt it. You felt that. You felt that she wanted to say it.
She doesn't even need to say it.
She doesn't need to say it.
That's how good she is.
It sounded like you've been practicing for years to do something like that, like before a fight pops off, but you didn't want to commit to it. Like, you're like, I'm not, because this person might actually punch me in my face.
I might have been practicing on the mirror several hours a day for the last several years.
All right, cool.
Out comes Charlotte. Charlotte applauding Becky, congratulating her. You made it off the kickoff show. Congratulations. And you should be thanking me because you grew into the man from the lessons learned from the queen. This was a 100% heel promo by Charlotte. And it results in them brawling a bit, but then Becky favoring the knee that got hurt towards the end of the Royal Rumble, Charlotte laughing at her, and they eventually get separated. So Becky, we know, is over like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte now really getting hated, which is great.
Mm.
But I'm worried that they're still having them intertwined together, because as great as their matches and their feud have been, I don't want Charlotte involved in this match at Mania.
I don't either.
I don't want her involved in the match at Mania. However, Becky and Charlotte today was way better than the whole best friends. Like, we were best friends, we're no longer best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how Charlotte, like, said everything. It's like, look, you know, we're all products of, you know, stuff that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte presented, like, you know, our friendship didn't dissolve and I wasn't this great person, you wouldn't be where you are. I could totally buy that. That makes sense. I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a Charlotte and Becky match, but like I said yesterday, I know we're going to see a Ronda match, but I'm not really, like, I'm over Ronda too. I don't know who I want to see Becky with, but...
You don't want to see Becky Ronda?
Because... Here's the thing.
Yeah, even at Mania?
Well, here's like, the thing. You know? There's a couple options. If the rumor is true and Ronda's supposed to, like, you know, take a break and try to have a baby, then she loses the belt to Becky, then I'm for it. However, if the rumor is not true and Ronda's going to stay on until, because, you know, you just can't decide, I'm going to have a baby today and being pregnant. It doesn't happen like that. If the rumor is not true.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've learned so much.
You should talk to your one of your dads in the chat. They'll explain it.
Well, he's clearly not here. Maybe he'll go in the chat.
So, I mean, if the rumor is not true, then... Because every time we see Ronda go against somebody, we go in knowing that she's not going to lose. With Sasha and Ronda, it's like, oh, this would be a great fight. Oh, like I expected, Ronda didn't lose the belt.
But did you like the match, though?
I liked the match, but I hate... Because obviously not every match you can predict what's going to happen. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But in Ronda's case, like, she hasn't lost a match. So it's just frustrating. So I'm hoping if they go in, it's a legitimate, like, it's already, like, she may or may not take the belt. But if she wins everything, I'm just like, I'm not for it.
But I'm not for it either. Like, I think even if Ronda's staying... She needs to lose.
Right.
Yes.
Like we just need to be like, okay, you've been here for a year. You're not Brock Lesnar, who's, like, just destroying people. You're basically the same size as almost all of the other women on the roster. So you're not indestructible. We know that. So I don't want Charlotte in the match because I think there's enough with the two of them going into this match. And I posted out today on Twitter. I said, I think WrestleMania ends with Sasha and Bayley as the tag champs, Charlotte as the SmackDown champ, and Becky as the Raw champ. And that's how we end SmackDown. With the four horsewomen standing tall, they can have all the glory at the end. Because I think in the end of that, if it's Charlotte and or Becky and Ronda, the other four horsewomen, the MMA ones, are going to get involved. Like, we're gonna Shayla, see that. And then you can have Charlotte, and even if they're not really all on the same page, it would at least show them, like, at WrestleMania, they all were on the same page and all were champions.
And then the four horsewomen try to establish their dominance after. I would definitely
and
take
for,
that.
For yeah. And that would be the main event of Survivor Series.
Yeah, exactly. Because if Ronda wants... I mean, if she goes to have a kid, she's going to be gone for a while.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, but still, you never know. She may... I don't know. Like you said, you're not going to happen right away.
Right.
She could try.
I mean, she just might just not do live shows.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now you have, you know, 6 days a week to try.
Yeah.
So...
But
good for her husband.
But also, like, that's the thing of, like, it's
good for her husband.
But she doesn't need to be, like, at live shows, live events, though.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to be at live events.
No,
though.
She doesn't.
You know, like, she doesn't. I'm not going to a live event, even expecting her to be there. I think that's just an extra added bonus.
Right.
Like, she is there.
We'll see. I agree with you. I just don't want to see, like, it's just one sided and you go in and halfway through the match, you're like, oh, she's gonna win.
I think it would be fun though. I think it's gonna be a really good match if it's just the two of them. If Charlotte's in there, it'll still be good, but I think we'll probably see Becky and Charlotte have a match in either Elimination Chamber or Fastlane. Either if Charlotte wins, she's in the match. If Becky wins, and I think that'll be a good stipulation because people think Charlotte's gonna win, and it'll be even better when Becky beats her, because then we could see Charlotte go even more full heel.
Yeah.
And then just be like, I need a belt, and then just go after Asuka or whoever's champion.
R-Truth and Carmella.
Yes.
Truth got jacked up. 1 minute I was rapping, the next minute I was napping.
Well, he should have just ran to the ring. It's his fault.
He was taking a moment to enjoy.
He wanted to embrace the moment of being number 30. He was going to win the Royal Rumble. We all knew it.
He had a good shot.
He was going to win. And... the McMahons knew it, so that's why they're making it up to him by giving him a United States title opportunity against Nakamura.
What does Lana get?
What does Lana get?
A boot?
I don't even know. A boot and a heel. Kudos to her for walking down. That was impressive.
So we have R-Truth versus Nakamura for the United States Championship. Nakamura going for a gut buster. Truth counters into a small package, and the ref counts to three.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly. Truth and Nakamura continue going. Bell sounds. Ref stops them, like a few seconds of awkward silence, confusion. And we award the title to R-Truth.
Yes.
R-Truth is our new United States champion. He has not held a singles title in 7 years.
Wow.
It's felt longer than that.
He really has. And he is now U.S. champion once again. Nakamura is pissed, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the midst of this, out comes Rusev. And now Rusev apparently is a heel. Just like that. Because the title deserves better than Nakamura, and it for sure deserves better than you, R-Truth. I demand a shot at the United States title right now. Carmella and Lana shove each other. Truth then shoves, or Rusev shoves Truth. Truth grants the match. We then have this match. Truth rolls up Rusev, beats him, retains the title. And then Nakamura and Rusev, who for the last month have hated each other, and we actually had the first real storyline for the U.S. title since Nakamura won it, then gang up together and beat up R-Truth.
Who's right?
What
this?
The hell just happened?
I'm for it.
I'm for R-Truth winning the title because he's entertaining and it was a shock.
Right.
What the hell is going on with now Rusev and Nakamura teaming up?
I don't know. I'm not for it at all.
But I'm definitely for how R-Truth got the belt. Because if he got it any other standard way, it'd be like, okay. It's almost like the whole thing with the B-team. Like, I like how R-Truth got it. I don't see him holding it for very long. I hope he does. Because it would be entertaining. I see more songs. Maybe in, what is it, the Truth segment? Like, I see more
Truth
stuff.
Truth TV.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely want to see that come back again. Mm-hmm. So, I see other things happening. But, you know, I also see that next week he can lose the belt. So,
yeah, I mean, it was. I'm fine with R-Truth having the belt, but now it's like, where does the story go? And I don't like that Rusev is now a heel.
I mean, he just turned heel in a heartbeat,
and everyone was still chanting Rusev Day.
Yeah,
so it was like I don't like that at all. That part at all.
And then where's Aiden English? I did see some pictures, but I didn't
really... commentary on 205 Live.
Oh, that was so. Is there a reason why?
To give him a regular weekly spot for right now because they're not sure what to do with him, or they're gonna switch him to 205 Live. We don't know.
That was weird how that storyline just abruptly stopped.
Yeah.
Well, it was one night in Milwaukee, but then eventually the sun rose and Aiden English was nowhere to be found.
There you go.
But you know what we find every week? More and more of our fans and listeners downloading, subscribing, telling their friends and everything about AfterBuzz TV. And we try to make the show as entertaining as possible for you, but we always want to hear feedback, and there are ways that you can help us. Ain't that right, Tom?
That is right. So before we get to the next topic, we wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we need your help. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, you need to go give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us here, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends, all of your friends on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and keep enjoying all of our shows.
Facts.
Yes.
There it is. One more brief thing with Becky Lynch. As she was leaving, Kayla went to ask her why she didn't have the trainers check on her. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, I don't want to be back on the shelf, and drove off. So this whole, we're going to use this injury stuff as a storyline now, looks like. Mm-hmm. Which I'm okay with. Again, as long as Charlotte doesn't get added into the match.
I think that's how it's either...
It's going to tease for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or she's going to get
out of it. Or that's how Charlotte's going to beat her. You know what I mean? Like, either Becky's going to... She's going to put her in the figure eight. Becky's going to pass out. And Charlotte's going to win a match. And that's how she's going to get in. So Becky never really tapped or...
Well, I mean, Becky has to do something until WrestleMania. And Ronda is on Raw. So they have to give her something to do. So it makes sense for the in-between her and Charlotte going at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, possible losses, but not happening.
And what do they think they do with Asuka?
She might team up with somebody for a tag team, maybe. That was short-lived, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We're supposed to have Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe, but while we're waiting for Joe, Zelina comes out, and she asks Rey, Are you that distracted by me that you can't even focus on your opponent? Just on that line, I was just like, where are we going with this? But then Andrade just attacked him from behind and beat the crap out of him. And he mocked Eddie, trying to do the Three Amigos and doing Eddie's shimmy. They're making a legit feud out of this to go on. It hasn't ended yet, and I'm ecstatic.
You don't like it?
What?
I mean, it's I am ecstatic, but I was ecstatic the first time, and then it just kind of like... It feels like sometimes the writers or whoever's making these decisions that's like, oh, this is really great, and it's like a child with a toy. It's like, this is great, I have a new toy, and then they forget about that storyline. You're like, wait, what happened? So,
but they've done this for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
They have. I think they did it before that.
They had one match a few months ago, just random one match.
When Andrade came, and then
it was one of my top matches of 2018.
When Andrade came in, and then oh my god, I just lost his name.
Ray.
Yes, Ray was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, we've known each other for, like, I like that story.
Oh, that was Sin Cara.
Oh, my bad. Oh, that's really racist.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Just put it in the comments and
not
tag.
All masks look alike, TK.
Just tag. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't that already happen? Well, then I disregard
it. It did not.
I'm here for it.
It did not happen.
I'm fine with it. I could watch them wrestle, like, every week, probably, and still be entertained.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that he's like... Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. No.
I like the fact that he's been in the game for so long. And I want to know what his contract looks like. Because he seems he's like on every promotion.
It's obviously a good contract.
A very good contract.
But I like him mocking, like, Andrade mocking Eddie.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just adds to the, you know, to the story. And, I mean, they're going to have an awesome match at, Extreme Rules. Elimination Chamber.
Thank you, Rocky Bronx, she got me covered.
I like you're ignoring Zeno Hour in the chat who just said TK is canceled.
Of course. If you're going to ignore me, I'm going to ignore you. I'm just messing with you, Zeno Hour. I'm human.
Rusev backstage, Gallows and Anderson approach him wondering what just happened. They had the same question that we had. And Anderson mentions, that dude dog walked through both of you and then you beat him up. Rusev goes, mind your business back to catering.
Mm-hmm.
And bring your tall friend, too. Anderson challenged them to a match. Nakamura shows up, says, we accept. So next week, if they keep it up, because we have seen in the past, they've announced a match and it didn't happen.
Yep.
Gallows and Anderson against Nakamura and Rusev. Because there's I'll team with you one time. And that's going to be the end of it. Until they win, and then they have more.
I think they both turn face.
Nope.
I mean, what are you going to go? Where are they going to go with this? We have, like, a lot of tag teams on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, we had a
tag team good. Matches.
Yeah, it's good.
We had a four-way tag, and there were some teams that weren't even there.
But it's also, why are they like, oh, let's just piece all these random people together because this will be interesting.
I'd rather almost see them at least get that TV time versus not seeing them at all.
I guess, yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, so Nakamura just lost the belt. It's like, well, what's going to happen from this point? And would you just want him to see him disappear? Like, he's too much of a great talent just to, like, have him do random storylines. Even though this is a random storyline, I'm still... It makes sense with everything that transpired over the last couple of days.
Yeah. I almost think the four of them should be a group. Like, I like the four... I like Gallows and Anderson...
Group?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Yes.
The Forgotten Sons. Oh, wait, that's an actual group in NXT that we're not recognizing. Miz and Shane for a celebration, but Miz is like, there's no balloons, there's no champagne, the ring's not decorated, there's nothing happening. Where's the celebration? Shane says, you'll never forget this moment for the rest of your life. They do a video tribute of the story of the partnership. And then Shane brings out Miz's dad.
Yeah.
To Miz's music. He's in Miz's baseball jersey that he wore at the Rumble. Walks down the ramp into the ring. Crowd starts chanting, Mr. Miz. Mm-hmm. And then they hand him the mic, and he remembered the two lines he had to say. Mike, I love you, and I'm very proud of you. And they hug and embrace. Mm-hmm.
And Shane runs around them.
And Shane's in celebration.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait till Mr. Miz low blow Shane turning Miz on him.
I can't wait till Mr. Miz low blows Miz goes and Shane. Says Shane's the son I wish I had.
Oh.
One of these things is going to happen. I don't think this is the end of Mr. Miz.
You don't think Mr. Miz and Vince are going to do something?
I would love to see Miz's dad and Vince.
So I would love bad. To see
Shane versus Miz. Dad's in the corners.
Yeah, like I feel oh, like no. my son's better than yours type mm-hmm. thing. And Vince is going to be like, that's impossible.
Like,
see,
but that would be at least a good storyline of like, if it gets to the point where Miz is like, you know, I can do your job better than you, Shane. Like,
right.
I can wrestle better than you, and I can be... It's like, almost the... It's Miz versus Shane. If Shane loses, Miz gets, you know...
To be Vince's son.
Or gets control. Or gets, you know, gets some kind of, like, be a part of the, you know...
Yeah.
I'm here for all those ideas.
I don't know.
Mandy and Sonya in the back, they officially announced that they are in the Elimination Chamber tag team title match. I don't understand why they can just announce and not have a qualifying match like they did on Raw.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
Mm-hmm. We have like 3 weeks left. They'll probably have a match, I think. I think it's going to be.
But, well, they showed the graphic. They're in.
I know, but I...
The graphic doesn't lie, Tom.
You don't think Naomi's going to be like, no, I won in the match. Why can't I get in?
Well, who's going to be your partner? Asuka?
Naomi, Carmella most likely, and then you'll have the Iconics. That'll probably be SmackDown side.
I'm not really feeling Naomi and Carmella.
I mean, I'm not crazy about that team either, but they both... dance
and I don't know. There's not another team on SmackDown
besides Sonya and Mandy and the Iconics,
and they have to did they have all the call-ups though from NXT already? Did they make their appearance?
No,
they've made appearances, but they haven't set what shows they're on.
It could be also with Nikki and Naomi
if you want to, or you could, right? You could just go like an odd pairing and put Nikki Cross and Lacey Evans together.
That'd be weird. No, I said Nikki and Naomi.
I mean, that could be it too.
Naomi's got to be in this match. There's no like
Michelle. She's going to be in the match. She's definitely in this match. It's just a matter of who her partner is.
This was such a sad story, guys.
Oh my god!
No. In all seriousness, for someone who loves when they bring back stories, granted, this was quite the reach.
Yeah,
super reach.
But I love they brought it back and acknowledged Tough Enough. And acknowledge the one night that Team Bad was on, where Mandy didn't know what she was doing at the time, smiled when she got body slammed by Tamina, and Naomi started yelling at her and was starting to order Tamina to give her a splash. But that really hurt Mandy.
She got dumped, and guys.
Her boyfriend dumped her because she couldn't focus on anything besides
terrible.
That. But then Sonya brought it back. I thought Sonya did a great job in this promo. And like pretty much bringing it back, like, you don't know what she went through. And we've been building this up. And the way that we're going to get through this is win those tag teams. Like, she tried to bring it full circle. Yeah, again, it's a stretch.
It was beyond the stretch.
But I like when they bring old stories or create something that happened in the past into a story.
They didn't have to use... You could have used that and said, you embarrassed me. I felt embarrassed. And, you know, I was new to the game.
You didn't have to talk
about how you got dumped. Like, you're using...
That was a little of a stretch.
You're using the fact that you got dumped years ago to, like, try to take Naomi's husband. That's just ridiculous.
Because Naomi ruined who she thought was the one, so I'm going to ruin her one.
Oh, my God. I mean, we all have seen Mandy in all sorts of various bikini shots.
Yes, we have.
She can find another
what?
One.
Oh.
Wow. I don't know, guys. It's going to be a really hard stretch for her to find someone.
Yeah.
I think she's probably going to have to hit those apps up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure Corey will be right there swiping right on her.
Corey Graves. He won't tell his wife about it.
He was really funny. I liked Corey tonight because I just thought every time he'd be like, oh, breaking news. And he'd be like, oh, Mandy's okay. She got a cup of tea. She's all right now. And him and Byron just going back and forth. Like, it was... Byron seemed like he was really almost getting annoyed. Like, I can't tell how, you know, when they're crossing the line sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But, like, Byron did seem like he was actually getting really annoyed. And I think Corey knows, like, when they, you know, they are friends. So it's like, I'm just going to keep ramping this up and see how much it's going to take till one of them just, like, kind of goes off on me.
I like both Raw and SmackDown's teams as far as
Yes. They both gotten really good.
Yeah. You know, with Renee and not talking about Dean, but kind of talking. It's just, it's all, they're both really good at the moment.
Yeah. Fatal 4-Way Elimination Tag Team Match to determine the next number one contenders that will face Miz and Shane at Elimination Chamber. We have the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bar versus Heavy Machinery.
I thought they were Raw guys.
No, remember, the NXT guys, they haven't been assigned to a show yet. They can go on each show and decide where the... I don't know
why they have to decide?
Why do we have
they get to choose what show?
No.
Yeah.
They don't get to choose.
No. Yeah, like, no, the story's been they've been invited to appear on both shows to see which one they feel more like that and which one's going to entice them more to sign with. That's been the story. That's
so
why they're
like EC3 then.
Why EC3 is the only one that hasn't been around.
Yeah.
He was busy staring in the mirror last, I think it was last week on SmackDown or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much we've really touched on them. We haven't touched on them too much.
Yeah,
because
they're on the
show.
Raw.
Because we're on Raw or NXT. I am a big fan of Otis.
Me too.
Otis is funny.
Interesting.
He's a big Scotty Too Hottie. He's comedic. He'll have a fun run as a mid-card singles competitor. Maybe get like a U.S. title run here or there. Mm. Tucker, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a good guy. You're not a bad wrestler. Nothing makes me attracted to that. Mm. And the crowd, this like as hot as the Phoenix crowd was, when Tucker was in the ring, that was the quietest the crowd was the entire show.
Yeah.
Mm. And Heavy Machinery
doesn't have anything. Like,
and Heavy,
Otis
no, he
has,
doesn't.
Like the he's caterpillar
got,
and
yeah, he's got some moves. Mm-hmm. He obviously has the charisma
And the look.
And he's got a unique look to him. Mm-hmm. Tucker looks like a regular big guy who happens to be a pretty good wrestler. Mm. That's it.
Yeah, it takes more now.
It does. Mm. And then they eliminate the New Day, which shocked the hell out of me.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. I was like, wow.
So they hit the compactor on Kofi, eliminate them. Then eventually, it's all Heavy Machinery versus the Bar for like 10 minutes. Bro kick on Tucker. The Bar eventually eliminates Heavy Machinery.
Well, they took out the Usos, too.
They knocked them out. Yeah, they threw him around. So that's why it was just those two teams for so long. And then, eventually, an Usos splash on Sheamus. Usos get the win. So we're going to have the co-besties versus actual brothers.
I like this.
Mm. Yeah. I was so glad the Bar didn't win.
Yeah.
As much as I like the Bar, I was like, I really don't want them to win. Like, I like that they're doing something of, you have to earn your title shot now. Mm-hmm. You're not just given a rematch, so you have to earn it, which I think is the best idea they've probably thought of in years, because it makes it so much better of not having like, oh well, he lost, he gets another rematch next pay per view.
Yeah,
I'm for it. I understand why. They're like cooling off the New Day before they ramp up something later on. So I understand that. And they're in so many other platforms. Like you see them all over the place. Mm. So I'm here for Usos. It's going to be, I like the storyline.
And I am intrigued.
And Rikishi.
Right. Oh, yeah. Dad. I was telling TK about it when we were watching. Because Rikishi now is going to be on that new big CBS game show, Best in the World, that premieres after the Super Bowl.
What is that?
He's one of
a game.
It's like an America's Got Talent, but they have apparently like 50 experts of all different types of fields of performing, and Rikishi is one of those people. And so, being that he's going to be, you know, on network TV, granted CBS, but so it's a different brand. But being on that,
so
we'll have something
rated network on TV,
right? So. But obviously WWE is not on that network. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting because we'll have, you know, the issue of Miz and his dad. And then will we have Rikishi make some type of appearance?
I think he should.
I think you should, too.
Yeah.
I think he should give Miz's dad a stink face, and that leads to Miz being pissed.
Yeah.
Mm. That would be amazing.
Yep.
Be
I'm awesome. All down for that. Yep. Sorry, George.
Sorry, Mr. Miz.
He would buy, but also...
He'll laugh when that happens.
But he would love it, though. He's a wrestling fan, so... He'd be like, oh, it's the guy that did it for The Rock.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, he did it for The Rock.
My favorite wrestler.
Then we have Daniel Bryan. This promo, there's just all sorts of directions with this promo, all of which were good.
First off, how long did he talk for?
A while. First off, do you know who won on Sunday? Crowd chants Becky. None of you know what winning feels like. I found someone who understands the truth in everything I say. Out comes Rowan with his old music when he had that brief singles run. Mm-hmm. And the Tron, Rowan, and the O is the friggin' recycle logo. Yeah. Whoever thought of that deserves a raise. Mm-hmm. And then Rowan is my intellectual peer, but AJ Styles was right. I am a hypocrite. Holds up the WWE title. Talks about all the negativity that stands for and how it's made by leather and
Daisy.
R.I.P. Daisy.
This cow whose life was taken away. Her name is Daisy. Thank you, Daisy Chance.
Yeah.
Then come out. We want Daisy.
The crowd was kind of annoying me during this. Like, where it's like, okay, I get you. You've been hyped all weekend, but all right, let's let Daniel Bryan talk. And
I did like the crowd, though.
They were fun. It made me laugh. There were some things, but I was like, okay, you're just like trying to hijack this.
We want Daisy.
Yeah. So Daniel then drops the title in the trash and unveils this week's Christian's Closet segment. Let's hear the music. You love so. I love that music. Good to me. Love that music. As we have the debut of a hemp championship. He's teased it, but we actually have it. And I'm not going to lie, this title looks amazing.
It does. I would buy that. I would definitely buy
so
that.
So it was made out of hemp. Made out of hemp. He started to say with like the wood of a naturally fallen oak. It's got rocks. It's got beads. Mm-hmm. It's colorful. Mm-hmm. It looks, at first, it looks like a toy. But when you, like, get a closer look at it, it is so well crafted.
Yep.
And I love the fact that, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a, like, a custom title for somebody. Mm-hmm. The last one I can remember was, actually, I forgot about Naomi, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking before that, I was thinking, like, Cena and Edge.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
But yeah, Naomi did have one, too. Yep. You're right. But this one's so different than all the others. Mm-hmm. And it's going to... And I want to know Dan O'Brien's reaction when he sees it for sale at Access. For more money than the old one.
Yeah.
All those natural
materials.
It looks
so good, though.
It looks so
like
great.
Whoever designed it and crafted it, like, they did a really good job.
I'm
like,
with Mad Queen. It's not... It's she says it's ugly. I wouldn't say it's ugly, but it's not.
Shame.
It's not.
Yeah. Shame on you guys. And I want to segue into that for another, you know, Christian's Closet moment. And that is the fact that there are some brand new t-shirts on ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. If you view on the screen, I don't know if you can tell, you guys asked for it. We have it. The Segway City t-shirt. You guys have wanted it because I just do nothing but crazy segues. It is there on ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, as well as for those of you that follow Wrestling Pro Wrestling, my D-Evil, Dennis Evil character, D-Evil Enterprises, is there for sale as well. If you want to join the enterprise of Dennis Evil. And big shout out to my friend on Twitter, D Meeson, at D Meeson. He's the one who designed the D-Evil Enterprises shirt. He makes shirts for guys from Impact, Lucha Underground, kind enough, set that up. If you work in wrestling and you need a shirt made, hit him up and buy those damn shirts.
What's his name?
D. Meeson. D-M-E-A-S-O-N.
D. Meeson.
Yes.
So, D. Meeson, I have a segment that you might want to make a shirt for. It's
called
TK's Boudoir. First off, you can make a shirt for Coco Senior because he definitely needs one. But TK's Boudoir.
Charge her double.
Also.
Stealing that segue.
Might, you know,
Wait a minute. Might
need a shirt.
Wait, do we change the music? Do we go back to your music now?
Yeah, of course. This is TK's Boudoir.
Often imitated, never duplicated. I'm telling
you. Yours is definitely the first one, and I gave you credit. However, this song is so much better. And so for TK's Boudoir, I have several people, not just Hemp Belt. R-Truth for sure for the boudoir. Like, they put a side-by-side picture of him 10 years ago versus 10 years now. He looks amazing. I don't know what he's been eating. But he's doing really well, as well as Carmella with those boots. She's had those boots before.
I like how the music stopped.
Are amazing.
I like how your music stopped.
I mean, we could play it again.
No, we can play Christmas Closet let's, over this. Let's hit that That's music fine. Again.
Also, Lana giving her props with... there you go. Also, Lana giving her props with the boot and the heel walking down the ramp. Pretty impressive. Yeah. And the matching red outfit. And then, last but not least, Andrade's suit.
Yeah.
Just fire all together. Just saying.
I didn't want to like take over the entire show with so many Christmas Closet segments. That's why I saved it for my favorite part.
I mean, I just
which
did
was that
in
new title.
Less than 90 seconds.
Right, but it's,
I love
it's,
the belt.
It's better when we're talking about the moment, TK. I mean, I know you have some lessons to learn on a fashion segment. So it's good that you're here this
so
week.
So you've walked so down you can a runway see, before?
Have I?
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I was like, I want to see those pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not against it.
I'm just saying.
I will crush
you
it.
You are, for fun fact, I am Miss Toronto 2010. I've represented Canada in various countries. Just putting it out there.
I wasn't questioning your ability for it.
He's Mr. Segway City.
That's right. Segway, show that shirt again.
1937.
Show that shirt and then also play the song.
Route 37. Just Segway City.
Just saying.
Honestly, I was trying to think of a number, and 37 is my lucky number, so I just put it on there.
37 is your lucky number?
Yeah. It's weird, I know. Okay. I'm a pretty weird guy, though.
I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah.
How do you play roulette? Or, you know, you can't. No one goes 36.
I don't really play roulette. I play poker.
So you can play, I used to play 3 or 7, so okay.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, back
sorry,
to the
I'm
show,
to
I guess.
How you play a game now.
Back to the show.
It's your lucky number.
So AJ interrupts Daniel Bryan, asks him, did you smoke the prototype of that championship? And we get a yes chant. And then all of a sudden, he's interrupted by Randy Orton, and then we cut to commercial.
With
so
like,
we don't hear
like
Orton.
8 minutes left in the show,
right.
They went to commercial.
We don't hear Orton speak. We come back from commercial.
We
Orton's
don't need
in,
to.
But here's the thing. We come back from commercial. Orton's in the ring, and Jeff Hardy is in the ring.
And Ali
is already halfway down the ramp with the microphone. And he's starting to, talk about, you guys have had your shots before, da-da-da-da-da. Orton's like, oh, wait, weren't you eliminated by a girl at the Rumble? Since Mustafa was eliminated by Nia Jax and Orton then RKO'd Nia.
Yeah, which, I remember that, but it's just...
Yeah, it was kind of like, why are you saying you were eliminated by a girl?
Yeah.
That girl beat the crap out of a bunch of people in that match.
Yeah.
So it was a little meh.
And she beat up Randy Orton, too, didn't
she?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
She beat up a lot of people. Down and then set
but
him
I
up
did
for
like,
the 619.
This is my question. I did have this on Raw. Do you think they're setting up for intergender matches?
Just
sprinkling them? Not necessarily an official title.
I think Nia is going to have an intergender match at Mania.
Yeah,
I have no idea who
so
against
too,
who.
Yeah.
That would be
but
awesome.
I think she's going to.
Well, I mean, I'll talk about this in a minute.
Oh, thank you, Dylan. TK's Boudoir should not have a time limit. Just saying.
Mine's better. Anyway, so then out comes Samoa Joe, and he just runs down everyone that's in the ring. Says, Jeff, you act like this is an AA meeting, and I'm sharing with the group right now, so shut up. And you see Randy Orton start laughing. He talks them all down. He says, AJ, how's our girl Wendy?
Oh.
They start brawling. Again, bringing things back.
Mm-hmm.
They all start brawling. Dan O'Brien is yelling above them all. Because he's saying he's above them all. Triple H shows up on the Tron, announces Elimination Chamber. Daniel Bryan will be defending the WWE title inside a chamber against AJ, Joe, Mustafa Ali, Jeff Hardy, and Randy Orton.
I'm fine with this.
And that's how SmackDown goes off the air, and that is great.
I do like JR. Oh, JR. That makes sense, but it's
good old JR.
Nia and Ambrose.
Yeah. I was just going to... I was waiting for the news segment, but I think that's where they're going.
Well, let's jump into it right now with the wrestling rap segment, because there's only one issue with it, and that's the news about Dean Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Because apparently it has now become public knowledge, Bleacher Report reported it, and so many outlets talked about it. WWE acknowledged the fact that Dean Ambrose's contract ends in April after WrestleMania, and he is not renewing. I cannot remember if ever they've announced something
Punk.
Like this.
CM Punk.
But as far as making the public announcement, like Punk announced it during the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The fact that WWE themselves issued a statement about this prior to him leaving the company. It wasn't one of those wish best on a future endeavors or anything like that, because he's still there. So, obviously, there's a couple things with it. One, he could still certainly sign between now and April, and all of this could go away. Two, Mania, what is he going to do? Is he going to do wrestle with Nia? Some of those are going to try to push him to have a big marquee match, like against a Triple H, like they tease a little bit on Raw, in order to try to convince him to stay.
Because it was supposed to, I mean, I think from months ago, it was supposed to be Batista, Triple H, but also Triple H was the one that got hurt in that tag match, so I don't know if he's able to even wrestle at WrestleMania.
Three, is this all just a massive storyline to trick everybody and he's not going anywhere?
Yeah, that's what Jeffrey just said on the chat.
And it's a very possibility.
I don't really get that, though. Like, what do you get out of that?
Like, to troll people.
A little bit more steam.
To troll and buzz. Hell, we're talking about it.
I know that, but I mean, I don't know. It just does. It seems like a weird way of, like, let's get people talking about Dean Ambrose.
I mean, he'll make way more money and less travel time as far as in the indie circuit, so it makes sense why he'd want to leave, but
it's not even necessarily like, it's not about, oh, is he going to AEW, going to Ring of Honor, going to Japan. It's not about one of those, but if this is legit, if it is,
what about Renee?
That's another factor.
I think she ain't going anywhere. Yeah,
but now have we gotten to the point where WWE is so mainstreamed and so many things are reported based on social media, based on the other sports outlets that do report on WWE now, that we're going to hear about all these contract negotiations or people not renewing, going to be a free agent?
No.
Is it going
to...
If it is real, could it become more frequent?
No, I don't need to hear that.
I'm not saying I need to hear it.
People are leaving, because also the whole Ronda thing... We were kind of talking about that on Sunday watching the Rumble of, like, you know, if she's leaving, like, the fans just start booing her because, oh, it's Lesnar Goldberg again, where, you know, you're just going to keep booing him. Oh, she's leaving. Oh, how dare her wanting to leave and have a family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Like, this is their life. Like,
they can do what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't really care. If she wants to stay, she can stay. If she wants to go, she can go. I think it's just weird that they're announcing the Ambrose thing now if he's really leaving. Unless they're just trying to set up this. If they're doing this, I think it's going to be him and Nia, because then it's going to be like either like, oh, if Nia beats him, then he has to leave.
Right.
I don't know. What are they going to do with
this? Do we think that, like, somehow a story got leaked and then all the other outlets picked it up and WWE felt they had no choice but to report it?
Maybe.
Or were they the ones who leaked it out to set up just a weird angle?
Yeah. Because even, I mean, if you watched Raw, the bump that he took off of that Seth Rollins stomp was ridiculous to end that match. So it was just kind of a weird thing to do that and then hear that today of like, oh, he's leaving. Like, okay, well, I get why he did that. I'm sure he did that maybe just to make Seth pop and laugh. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens next week.
But we're talking about it.
This is the thing. We're still... other outlets are going to... And we'll keep talking about it until April.
He's in a position... Like, it's not like he's, you know, a low man on the totem pole. He's in a position where it's like we actually care and the reasons why. So, on a marketing standpoint, this is something that... Who wants from WWE, if they want to do it, it makes sense because you're talking about it. Mm-hmm. In addition to all the other things we're talking about.
But we have to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Either they have him on Raw every week losing to, you know, Zack Ryder and Kurt, like,
he'll be the guy to end the Hawkins streak.
Maybe. But, you know what I mean?
Will he be on TV, period?
That too. Like, all right, to say he is leaving. Let's just say he really is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably either going to go to New Japan or AEW.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you even announcing that if you're WWE right now? Like, or it's like they're announcing it to kind of like get people from AEW to reach out to him and be like, hey, you want to, you know what I mean? What are they doing? What do they get out
of
that?
Or it's something to
bury the guy so people don't care when he goes somewhere else.
Or it's something to bring some hype around him, build up for some type of match. All of a sudden he does end up signing and now he's the top tier guy again. And then the angle works. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out over the next several weeks on what they do with him. We want to know your thoughts on it, so you can let us know in various forms of social media, on YouTube, on iTunes, everywhere that you can type something on. We like to read them and hear them. And you can talk to us on social media as well. Tom Connolly, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Tom the Com. Check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. We'll be at WrestleCon this year. We got a booth going on.
Yeah.
We'll be at StarCast as well whenever those official, you know, location is announced.
TK, thank you for hanging out with us, even though you tried to steal my Christmas closet.
I mean, I did steal it. Thank you for having me, though. And I'm sure you'll call me to be back because that's just what happens. No worries. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. If you like reality shows, check out my show at VH1. Women's Wrestling Weekly is going to be tomorrow. We cover Total. And then on Mondays, we cover Total Bellas and other various shows. You can see it all on my social media.
And follow me on Twitter at Roy Rosenberg, Instagram, The Roy Rosenberg. New t-shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. The old ones are still there, too.
Yeah. TK's Boudoir is also going to be on Christian Rosenberg's in a couple weeks.
On my store?
Yeah.
Great, then I get money from your stuff. Well, that works for me.
I'll give you 2%.
Oh, better than nothing. And for all your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and TK Trinidad, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.